Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at February 2024, the forecast for each life path number. Before we get into it, though, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. We can look at your year ahead forecast, your full numerology report, your compatibility with your partner, your siblings, your dog, your friends, whatever, your business numerology, you name it, we can pretty much look at it. So if it's something you're interested in, book some time with me. You can find my information again in the description box below. I'd love to work with you. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at February. Life path number one, I think that February for you all is going to bring some things into balance and harmony. Some things that might have felt like they were out of whack, or where it's just sort of been, maybe you've been feeling overburdened, or you've been feeling like you've been sort of overgiving or over receiving, whatever the case may be. I think there's going to be some balancing that comes into play this month for you all, because you're working with the energy of the two, and you're also working with Manta Ray. So let's talk about the two energy. This can, of course, indicate that relationships are going to be sort of in the hot seat this month. And it doesn't have to be bad. It could be things, you know, it could be as simple as you just meeting new people and, you know, working with them or collaborating in some way, or relationships. Because again, two energy is about the full spectrum of relationships and relating to another person. So there could be some themes that come up for you this month that need your attention in the way that you relate to others, or in the way that you allow others to show up for you. You probably will also be asked to take a look at those connections and see where is it that things are out of balance, where there's not that reciprocity or an equal exchange of energy. Where is it that maybe, again, you feel like you're taking on the brunt of the burden, and again, maybe you need to ask for assistance and help to help carry that load. So it could be about in order to create that balance or that harmony, you ones are going to have to ask for the assistance. And I know that that can be really, really difficult for ones to do at times. But I do think this could be a month where you may have to, you know, recognize where it is, not only that you have limitations, but where it is that you're taking on too much. And where is it that you can ask for help and receive that help graciously? Because the people are there, the support is there, especially this month. But it's going to take, I believe, probably you asking for the help. And it could be a situation also where people are just so used to you doing everything, or you showing up in that like leadership type of energy, where they just assume, well, they've got it, right? They've got it taken care of. They don't need me, so it's fine. Or they just assume if they need me, they'll ask. So this month you may find that, you know, you reach a breaking point in some area of your life, and it forces you to sort of ask for that assistance and receive that assistance and that help, and to know that you don't have to do it all alone. Like, that's one of the big sort of points of a one's journey, is there is a lot of independence with this journey. There's a lot of leadership, but it's leading alongside of others. And it's also knowing that you're not meant to be an island. You're meant to, you know, be that trailblazer, but with support. That's the big piece here, right? With support. Once you have that support, you know, and a lot of times, of course, you're going to have to probably ask for it and receive it. That's, you know, those two go hand in hand. But once you're able to do that, you know, people will get joy out of that. People will get joy out of giving and supporting you. And so, you know, allow them to have that joy, and also you'll benefit from it. So you could find there's going to be areas this month that sort of push you to ask for the help that you need, so that you can, again, delegate or offload some of the burden that you continue to carry that you don't need to carry at all. I do think that you'll see that you'll sort of almost naturally fall into the flow of things this month. So if there's been some things, again, where it seems like it's been very heavy or very difficult, I think you could see things fall into alignment this month where it flows a lot more gently. And I say that because of Manta Ray, really. Well, not just because of Manta Ray, also because of the support that you could likely be receiving this month, that you'll have to probably ask for. But again, we talked about that. But with Manta Ray, you know, when we think about a Manta Ray in the ocean, when they're swimming, they glide, right? It's a very flowing, very soft type of movement. Typically, it's very mesmerizing almost, right? But there's a flow to it. So I do think that things will likely fall into some type of flow for you this month. But again, you're going to have to receive it. You're going to have to be open to it. You're going to have to be receptive to it, meaning not fight it. There's going to be things likely this month where you're going to have to surrender to them. You're going to have to release the need for control and go with the flow. The more that you can do that, the more that you will find grace for yourself, grace for others, you know, grace for the situation, as well as harmony and almost like divine protection in a sense, where it seems like things are kind of just falling into place as if by magic. And really, if you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, I think what you'll find is it's just that you're feeling more supported, that you're feeling like you don't have to do it alone, that you don't have to have all of the answers, that you don't have to be perfect, et cetera, et cetera. There are people who can help you to carry the load, to see different perspectives, to, you know, achieve whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. So this month, definitely a strong focus on relationships, relating to others, and getting that support. You are so supported this month, but it is going to require you to, just be a little bit more receptive and go with the flow a little bit more and release the control where it is that maybe you've been trying to really control a situation to get a particular outcome. And really, where can you soften that a little bit? Where can you soften the edges a little bit? I think that you'll see wherever it is that you can do that, when you do that, things just naturally, but organically start to flow in a beautiful way. So ask for the help that you need, receive it, and be open to working with other people, you know, assistance from other people, et cetera, et cetera. Beautiful month, really, truly beautiful month, especially to feel and be supported. So love this for you ones. Hope it's a great February. Take care. Bye for now.